Well, then living in Manhattan, in New York. So they call me up. And as one priest said, can I come over with my friend? So the two came over. I would say in their maybe late 20s. And they said, we don't know why the doors of St. Paul told us to come over here to talk to you, but we do have a problem. So they told me. My friend and I wanted to become priests. He applied to one seminary, they turned us down. Another seminary, they turned us down. A third seminary, they turned us down. So then, but we want to be priests. So we heard about a bishop in Montreal, in Canada. A bishop who gives courses. My correspondence to men who want to be priests. So we took this course. I asked how long. Or he said, a little over 1 year. And then my friend and I took the train to Montreal. The bishop greeted us, took us into his chapel, and ordained both of us priests. Now this bishop was, as we say, schismatic. And so these two, they were, had Roman collars, looked like priests, very pious. They said, Father, would you please help us to find a bishop? Well, I want to help these two fellows. So I called up the chancellor of the Diocese of Brooklyn in New York, who is now the Cardinal of Philadelphia, Cardinal Bevilacqua. I called him up. Can I bring two of my friends with me to your office? I didn't tell him why. So I brought these two fellows to meet the Monsignor. And the Monsignor almost had a stroke. Please, he said, please, Father, we've got so many problems in Brooklyn. Please, no more. So then I told these two fellows, I said, I'm sorry, I did my best, I cannot ordain you. Besides, you should have a little more education. They were turned down by the seminaries, because seminaries decided they were not intelligent enough. Well, one worked as a nurse in a hospital. The other one was a conductor on a subway train in New York. They each said Mass privately every day. I prayed for them, but then, about 6 months later, one of the two called me up. He said, Father, we are so grateful for what you did for us, or tried to do for us. I just got an invitation to become a bishop in the Russian Orthodox Church. Should I become bishop? I said, no. Well, he didn't listen to me. He sent me his invitation to his being consecrated bishop of the Russian Orthodox Church in New York City. Well, sisters, I thought I would tell you the story. The bishop ordains must be able to trace his ordination back to Holy Thursday night And, O Lord, remember, ordain the apostles, bishops, and priests. Then, I still have a number four under the Council of Trent. I don't think I brought it out. It is defined doctrine that imperfect contrition is sufficient for valid absolution in the sacrament of penance. And by imperfect contrition we mean the fear of God. That's why I tell people, when you go to confession, all you need is two things, faith and fear. But, let me add, there are two other sacraments that also remove sin, including mortal sin, by just having faith and the fear of God. The other sacrament of baptism. An adult being baptized, all he has to do is believe and fear God's punishments. And the second sacrament is anointing. Anointing also does not require perfect sorrow for sin. You can be absolved, and that's what anointing does. It removes both the guilt and the punishment, at least the eternal punishment. While the person who is anointed at least has faith to be anointed and fears the justice of God. That is why, as a priest working in hospitals over the years, my record was one night, there were 9 DOAs. What is a DOA? D-O-A. Dead on arrival. My first anointing was of a girl. I was pretty in her late teens, about 18 years old, at 1 o'clock in the morning in Cleveland, Ohio. I told the doctors, get me up any time of the night. And people either have accidents or have been assaulted. The girl was dating one man who thought she would marry him. She turned him down. And she began dating another man whom she's going to marry. So the first man decided, if I cannot marry her, neither will he, the other man. So he shot her through the head. And there she was, unconscious, of course. Circulation stopped. But we teach that a body can retain its soul for up to 8 hours after apparent death. So, with one hand, I kept the blood from, because her head was pouring out blood. I kept one hand to keep the blood from covering her head. With the other hand, I anointed her